Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore the golden path of transformation and aim to mine a few nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though sometimes it might feel counterintuitive, just like the nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, also known as the Practical Alchemist, and I'm so glad that you could join me today. I have a truly special guest with me today, but first... Yes, it's my plant of the day, or in this case, a common tree here in the UK at least, that has a wealth of health properties. It's the birch tree. I have a real fondness for birch trees, especially the silver birch. They always look so striking and elegant, but they do also have a host of medicinal properties too. The birch is high in an anti-inflammatory called methyl salicylate, which is a powerful pain reliever, if I can actually say it. Both the leaves and the branches can be used to treat sprains, strained muscles and headaches. And steaming the leaves can clear your sinuses if they're congested. Now, if you pick the buds in early spring, so not long now, and infuse them in oil, that will make a topical salve for inflamed skin. It's really good for that. Birch tea, preferably using young leaves or twigs, contains some vitamin C and also flavonoids. It kills off harmful bacteria in the kidneys and the urinary tract, and it's a good cleanser that can help treat arthritis and rheumatism. The leaves are also effective in lowering blood pressure, and an infusion of birch leaves will cool a fever. And so it can actually help the symptoms of the common cold. I tried this myself only the other day to good effect because I felt some cold symptoms coming on. Now, the sap also has medicinal properties, which some say are superior to birch leaf tea. And I'll be talking a little more about that and how you can forage for it later in the show. Oil from the bark is useful for skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis. And I can't talk about birch trees without mentioning one of my favourite medicinal mushrooms, and that's chaga. Chaga is a parasite, a parasitic fungus that grows on the birch trees. And as a result of that, is high in betulinic acid, which on its own has an incredible range of medicinal uses. There's been lots of research into betulin and betulinic acid that shows that both have many of the properties that I've already mentioned for the birch, but also studies show that it inhibits skin cancer. It's anti-malarial, anti-HIV and anti-tumour, amongst other things. So those graceful birch trees in our deciduous woods are positively bursting with health properties, and I'll have more on that later, as I said. Right now, let's hear about a different form of healing with my guest today, Ellen Cohn. Ellen has been communicating with animals since she was a child, and today she combines a host of healing modalities to work with animals as well as their people. She is what we might call a psychic, and spiritual study and practice have been in her life for the last 20 years. She's an accredited spiritual counsellor, but she's also certified in Reiki, healing touch and aromatherapy, amongst other systems. And she combines all of her knowledge and practice in a unique skill set that allows her to access her client's psychic profile and meet them on the physical, emotional and mental levels. Her book, which was published last year, is called Be Like the Wind, Three Equines Channel Spiritual Light. You'll hear her telling us all about the book and how it came about, but first I wanted to find out how she got into this field. So here's how we started. I'm so fascinated by this, and I'd love to hear your story. How and when did you realize that you had this ability to communicate with animals?
I would say it went back a ways, and I was doing a hands-on session on a horse, and his owner asked me, how did Toby hurt himself? And I asked him in my head, how did you hurt yourself? And I hurt myself in turnout. That was not the answer my friend or I were expecting. We had been in a clinic the week before. He had spun and bruised her leg. And we both were kind of assuming he hurt himself, twisting and turning, not what he said. And then I said, I better go and figure this out. Did I really hear this?
Yeah.
Or am I making it up? And then I started asking people. That led to formal study in the early 2000s. Then that led to practice. In 2007, I filled about 10 journals reading everybody's animals for practice. I didn't charge. I just said, send me your animals. I want to practice. But then there were things along the way that I saw in hindsight, said, ooh, that was happening. And I didn't know it. As a child, a bird flew down from a tree and landed on my shoulder, walked all the way home from school with me. And I was like, what is this bird doing on my shoulder? We kept her. It was a pigeon. We kept her for a while. She laid an egg and then we sent her back out to where we thought she came from. But I think since I have an affinity for feathers, that was probably a childhood sign that I didn't know. I wasn't one of those doing readings at age six.
Yeah. But and you say that you're doing a hands-on session with the horse. So that was a hands-on energy healing session. Was that Reiki? Was that what you were doing?
That was healing touch for animals, which I had trained in already. So I was plugged into the energy field and what it feels like and watching them change under, you know, guided through me, energy coming from source, watching how a hands-on treatment would affect an animal. And it's magical, you know, how they release and how it can resolve lameness things. It can resolve emotional things. That same horse whose name was Toby, my friend got another horse, a young mare. She ended up putting her down very young at age four. She almost lost him from grief. He was picking up on her grief. She was picking up on his. He thought it was his fault. And I did communicate with him again, and we got him sorted out so that Kim thought he was going to check out. He was having meltdowns, sweating. He was not okay.
Right. And so you realized that you had this ability and you worked on it, you practiced it. And then you particularly work with horses, don't you? Or am I just reading that wrong? Because you have your book, which was spurred on by, if you excuse the pun there, that was terrible, wasn't it? But by your ability to communicate with horses, because you channeled three horses for your book.
Yes, I did. But I do work on all animals.
Yeah.
And I would say in my practice, it's mostly dogs, some cats. Okay. But I get a lot of dogs. I do get some horses, but not as much. And I can travel locally. I just haven't tried to have a hands-on practice here in Santa Fe because I'm really busy and I can do the same work remotely.
Yeah. I was just going to say, can you do the work remotely? Yeah,
I can.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
One other energy system. I don't know if you're familiar with radionics, which came, I believe, out of England.
Yeah.
And it had some spin-offs. One was Pranamonics. Pranamonics spun off into a system called Meridian, which is charts and a pendulum and cards. Mm-hmm. And I use that system all the time with my own pets. If I need to check something, I did a communication yesterday and I checked the information I got because I was getting, the dog had a spinal injury and she was having trouble standing up, and I pendled it. And I confirmed it just to make sure, because the pictures that the woman sent me showed nothing physical going on. So at times, you know, I will ask, is the animal trying to transition? Is the animal got a kidney issue? So I have a backup, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. I think we all need that. And so then, I mean, and obviously as well, our time is our time, I think. And sometimes if a person or an animal is sick, it is just time for them to go, to transition. I firmly believe that. However, when you're working with an animal, and we'll talk about how that impacts people in a moment as well, but when you're working with an animal, what's the system? Because I mean, myself, if I'm working energetically with a person or an animal, I know how I work. I tune in. I create the safe space where they can heal themselves, mm-hmm. but I tune in and I can almost read the energetic signature of that mm-hmm. person or animal. Is that what you do?
It is. I can get a lot through feeling. There was another one the other day, the woman wanted to know, very old dog, but nothing was wrong with him. She was going on vacation. Does he need to be put down? No, but I felt that her mother had been an addict. I don't know why. I heard the name mother. So we were going back and forth after revisiting the chat. I said, your mother, I heard your mother. Yes, my mom died when I was 8. And I walked carefully. I said, could it be possible she was an addict? It wasn't anything I heard. It was that feeling.
Yeah.
And her mother was an addict. It's not always that clear, but it's getting clearer. The further I go, I get feelings and signals and that intuition. You and I were just the gut feeling. But yeah, and I pendle a lot. I pendle it or use dowsing wands to ask for, go deeper.
Fascinating stuff, I think you'll agree. And I love the way Ellen has a whole toolbox at her disposal when she's working. Now, it's time for a short break right now. So stay with us for these messages. And I'll be back with Ellen Cohn right after this.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Good. You're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and my guest today, my very special guest today, Ellen Cohn. Now, I know from personal experience that it's often very difficult to find the language to describe how you work as an intuitive or psychic energy worker. And this is how we continued our chat. It's often difficult, isn't it, to actually put into words how you do the work, because it isn't always something which is clearly said with words to you. It is often just a combination of feeling, a kind of a sensation, maybe. Mm-hmm. Very rarely words in my experience, but altogether you get the picture, almost literally. Mm-hmm. You do get the picture, and it's then clear pretty much what's going on. And so I'm hearing that that's how you work as well.
Yes, and I rely on crystals. If I get a feeling I need to like sit and get grounded, then I'll hold a crystal to help me really ground. I'll use today coming to this room, I Reiki'd the room to clear it. And I used a smoky quartz wand, cleared it a little, or a feather just to kind of set, like you said, the sacred space.
Yeah.
To an intention. And one thing I add in a communication is I do ask permission.
Yes.
If they don't want to talk, I come back. I don't talk. You know, sometimes they don't want to. Most of the time they do. They're like gushing. So
yeah. Yeah. But it's always good to seek permission, mm-hmm. and make sure that it's okay. Otherwise it's an imposition, which we don't mm-hmm. want to go into. Yeah. And now we've talked about different things. We've talked about Reiki. We've talked about different other things like crystals. And I must ask you to tell us what the various modalities are that you've trained in and practiced. I mean, there's quite a few, isn't there?
Yes. One of the first gentlemen that I did a podcast with said, you're actually an alchemist.
So I have, that's why you're on the show. This is Alchemy 101. That's why you're here.
I have 7 years of training in the psychic arts. So I do psychic readings, which are a little different. You can read animals that way. Reiki master teacher, healing touch for animals, tuning fork practitioner, meridian. And I do work with flower and crystal essences. I didn't train, but years ago, I decided I'm going to make my own blends using a pendulum and asking, of course, permission. And I have sent them all over and had great success with them, including our own animals, you know, making a blend, Bach flower or batch, however it's pronounced.
I know. I always say Bach, but some people say batch, but I think it's Bach.
Me too. And then the Alaskan essences, which have volcanic, you're familiar with mm-hmm. the chalice, the volcanoes, the tides, the solar. When you put those mega ones in there, it transforms energy.
Yeah.
It's magical. Yeah. So that I love doing those. And I'm about to make one here for one of the horses. Made one for a cat that was very sick and was using it on. I don't really always put it in their mouth, but I feel if you put it on their fur and yes. you intend that it goes into their field, then you may not be stressing an animal who does want a pipette into the corner of their mouth. So
yeah. And anybody who's tried to give a cat anything in their mouth that doesn't want you to give it to them in their mouth knows that that's ain't going to happen. Yeah. And yeah, putting it into the energy field is always a good one, a good way around it. Yeah. And I'm fascinated by these essences. Have you ever tried the Australian flower essences? They're really very good as well.
I've heard a lot of good things about them, but no, I have not.
Yeah, no, they are gorgeous. But it sounds like what you're putting together yourself is really impactful. So that's fantastic. I love the fact that the Bach flower remedies have become so widespread now. They used to be a little bit niche way back when and, mm-hmm. You know, considered a bit woo-woo, but people seem to accept them and understand that they do work now, which is fantastic. So all of those essences are being used and to great mm-hmm. effect. Yeah, fantastic.
Well, you think about it, it's vibration.
Yeah.
They have a vibrational signature. There's a company called New Green Hope Farms that makes one for bug repellents. They're flowers. Oh. And in the beginning, I was a little nervous putting it in the horse water, so I'd put it down their backs. But there's one called Flea Free and one called Golden Armor. So I'm going to really amp it up this summer and try it for the flies just to see if, and not so chicken anymore, to put it in the water trough.
Right.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. And there are so many natural things that can repel bugs and flies, that sort of thing. Here in Scotland, there's a herb called bog myrtle. So you get ordinary myrtle, right? But this is bog myrtle. And the oil made from bog myrtle is a massively, fantastically good repellent, especially for the midges that we get in the Highlands in Scotland here. The midges are an absolute nightmare. So tiny little mosquito-y things. People say that we don't have any wild savage animals in Scotland. Well, we do. We have midges, but they're just tiny. So they go around in crowds. So you use all of these different things. And so what I'd love to hear more about is the way that you work impacts the people who bring animals to you. It's almost like you're healing the system within a small community, isn't it? So tell me how that works. And maybe you can give me a few examples.
Okay, well, I believe we have a contract with every animal that comes into our life that most likely has chosen us for a reason, for a lesson. So often, there was one woman, this was about a month ago, whose little chihuahua died very suddenly. And she didn't understand what happened. And somebody referred her to me and she wasn't so sure about what I do. But I immediately got a feeling. I saw an angel and I heard and I felt her grandfather was there. And I said, "Were you close to your grandfather?" She said, "My grandfather meant the world to me. He was my everything." And I said, "Well, he showed up to tell you that Forrest, your dog, is with him. He was waiting for your dog on the other side." Well, one of her first comments was, "I was raised, I think it was a Jehovah Witness, and we were taught animals, you know, don't have an afterlife." And I said, "Right. Well, that's what I believe. You know, you contact me, I'm going to tell you what I believe, but yeah. I do believe I've never met you." This was on the phone. "I've never met you. I don't know you. I didn't know your grandfather was your world. This to me is enough of an affirmation to bring you closure that Forrest is with your grandfather." And I do believe she was comforted. So even in the worst case, you know, if an animal dies when the person's on vacation, that gets people really upset. You know, "I left, I went on vacation." That's the animal's choice.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hovering and hovering and hovering over a sick animal and you've got to go out of town and the animal dies, well, maybe your hovering was preventing them from leaving and they need to go. Like people, the minute the guy goes to get a cup of coffee and comes back and his dad has popped out, it's because that hovering can block a transit. So and the woman I was telling you about, Toby's owner, brought her so much closure that Toby healed after her little mare died, that we were able to save Toby. You know, I've had it with my own animals. The main horse in the book, Monty, was a starving mess when I got him. And it took a couple good years, but the healing was so phenomenal with him and it continued. He lived into his early 20s. You could put a kid on him at the end of his life. And when I got him, you couldn't even touch him.
Right, right. So let's talk a little bit about the book then. There were three horses and you channel what came through from those three. So who are the three horses? Let's find out a little bit more about them.
So Monty, the one I just mentioned, was the one that got me started out on a ride. I made a joke and I said, "What's your life advice today?" And he said, "Be like the wind." And I was so taken aback.
So there you go. Yeah.
I said, I have to write that down. And it kept unfolding and unfolding. And then one of those hindsight things, it became apparent that Billy, who's already in the spirit world, was part of this triune, this triangle of three to contribute to the book and his story, because he had a wake-up call with me that I didn't realize for many years. There was a ride right after my dad died, and he took me through a gate out into the wilderness without the blink of an eye, and he hated going out alone. And while I'm riding, I'm like, this is very unusual. I don't get it. Well, then many years later, I went, ah, he knew. He knew what happened. He was trying to comfort me. He was going outside his own box, his secure box, and saying, I've got this today. I've got you.
Yeah.
So he also is in the book. And Romeo, who's an American Mustang, still here, right out the window. He has his own story of being captured at age two in California, full on helicopter roundup, the worst nightmare a horse or animal lover could imagine, and lived at a prison because he was a trainer's horse for the young horses coming off the range. He got the lucky job of being a trainer's horse. Definitely had trauma.
Mm. Yeah. So those wild horse roundups must be pretty traumatic for the animals, mustn't they?
They're horrible. They're horrible. I support that. As any extra money I have, I send to them, because they're up on Capitol Hill. They're fighting. This last one yesterday was the Forest Service or Fish and Wildlife. It wasn't even the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. Someone else was conducting a roundup, and it's a rare herd in Nevada. And, right. You know, they get trampled, they get terrified, they run over each other. The little ones are often left behind, the brand new foals. They have to go back, try to collect them and get them to a rescue. I mean, it's atrocious. And it's my opinion, the cattle ranchers that are trying to govern, you know, the industry, and there's plenty of land in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big country. Yeah. And so you support all of those organizations that try to stop these roundups. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you had those three horses all coming together to, I guess, create within you this book that's come out. So then tell me more about the book itself. What's that saying to us?
Oh, here's what it looks like. It's the publisher did a beautiful job.
Yeah, Be Like the Wind.
It's telling humanity, basically, you know, you're in charge of yourselves and individuals. Step up, be accountable, stop the rage, stop the climbing for everything in your societies, and go within and become the best version of yourself that you can be. That's the bottom line. And we see it. So it's not just horses that see it. Animals are watching us. We know that.
Oh, yeah, I see that very clearly. I do think our pets and animals in general have a great deal of wisdom for us if we can tap into that. And we'll hear more wisdom from Ellen Cohn in a few minutes. But right now, it's time for another short break to hear from our sponsors. Back right after this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And this is Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist, and my special guest today is Ellen Cohn. Ellen mentioned earlier that we have a contract with the animals that come into our lives, and you do hear people say that animals come into our lives for a reason, something Ellen also agrees with.
I totally believe it because I've had phenomenal synchronistic meetups in so many ways. Cats, dogs. I have personal stories. You know, one of our dogs that died really suddenly and going on a trip to surprise one of our kids. And there were two dogs in the street in Chinatown, looked exactly like him. And in Chinatown, you only see little Yorkies and animals tucked up under here. And when I saw those two dogs, I knew he was sending me a sign that day. He died very suddenly. He had a complicated disease that was undiagnosed. It was a huge shock. And we ended up getting the big dog we have now. He's not that dog's reincarnation, but Simon sent Pepper to us, no doubt.
Right, right.
No doubt.
Yes. And I mean, I know for myself, I had cats a lot until quite recently. And one of my rescue cats was the most fearless. She was only a small little tortoiseshell thing. You know, she was not a big cat. She was absolutely fearless, though. A great hunter. I used to get all kinds of really lovely presents from her, which we won't go into now. But she was also my protector. And I remember once, you know, I see, feel, hear things that are going on that aren't within our dimension. And sometimes if you are places or with certain people, you know, things attach to you, let's just say. And I remember one night having been at a big stately home here in England. And I felt really odd. I felt there was something there while I was there, and it followed me home. And she sat on my chest like a sphinx all night and guarded me, absolutely guarded me. She was my familiar, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And she was just making sure that nothing untoward happened. She literally sat there all night as I slept. Mm-hmm. So for me, animals are extraordinary. They're fantastic. And yeah, I mean, I do agree that they come into your life, and I can see that there would be a contract between us. Yeah. It's very strong too.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, in the book, and of course, people ask me, like, what if you have to rehome an animal? What if the horse doesn't work out? It does happen. A dog. Our own daughter had to rehome one of their dogs. Sometimes you have to do that. And maybe there's a new contract with a new owner, but you can't often force if it hits a point where it's dangerous to children or you or whatever, you know, you can't force it. It may be a contract that was only to tell you, look at your own boundaries, something like that, or yeah. safety or something like not everything always works out for the best.
Yeah, that is true. So then also what I'm wondering about, and I think it's great. I think the message in the book is fantastic, totally on board with that, me. But what I'm also wondering is, you know, when you're working with animals and you're maybe healing animals, do you find that there is something within the animals? I'm not going to say owners, because I don't believe that people own animals. I think we come together and it coexists, but I don't like the word ownership when it comes to that. But do you, you know, do you find that there is a healing within the person, within the human who is looking after the animal?
I do. And they will either say something like, that's a huge relief, or I feel much better now. The woman yesterday, the dog with the spinal issues, who's in so much pain, she's pregnant. So wow. She probably have to make the decision, if she can't find a home, to put the dog down. She is having no luck. The dog's aggressive. So I reassured her that your family and your baby has to come first. You're doing your best, but this dog is in a lot of pain. So if she can't regulate the pain enough, and it might be some huge medicine that's going to make the dog lose its appetite, other issues, you know what I'm saying? Some of those very strong medicines can create side effects.
Yeah.
But she's trying really hard. She's doing her personal best.
Yes, it's always a tricky situation, that. And I'm just thinking, before we started recording this, you were telling me about one of your cats who recently had medical treatment. And I think I'm still in shock from you telling me how much that cost you. So you've got costs involved as well, which are very, for a lot of people, very difficult to navigate.
Mm-hmm. Well, if your listeners are open to natural healing and homeopathy, and like you were saying, acupuncture, massage, if you can do that and you can really get in that pipeline often, you can avoid, you know, not old age, but some of the health issues can be mitigated through the natural path. That's what I have found. It doesn't always work. You know, that one little dog of ours, he came from the Bahamas. He had tick fever. I had gotten him tested. It was negative. I found out 8 years later when he was crashing, you're supposed to test again in 6 weeks. I didn't know that. My vet at the time didn't know it, because he was a dog from the Bahamas and you don't see many in Colorado.
Right.
But he had developed thrombocytopenia, which is an autoimmune disease that develops from undiagnosed tick fever. So he was dying. But he had 8 good years with us. He was also the nursemaid for our other very old dog. He took care of Tucker. So when Tucker died, Simon wanted to go be with him. He was done. Right. But it wasn't an easy thing to watch at all.
No. And we talked before we started recording this about how I had a cat who I would take for acupuncture to deal with his arthritis, and he loved it. And I was saying, I never thought that I'd see the day when a cat would love having needles stuck in him. But he absolutely adored it, because he went into this trance, this relaxation, meditation. Cats do that a lot anyway. They love going into that space. But it wasn't, you know, it cost money, but it wasn't out of the way. And I would rather have done that than feed him with, I don't know what, you know, drugs, that sort of thing. It really helped him. And you know, and then maybe you have to pay a lot of money down the line. Now, a lot of people have health insurance for their pets. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we all know what health insurance is like. Whether for pets or for us, there's always a get out clause somewhere along the line that you didn't notice, and then you suddenly find yourself paying money. So, I agree with you. The natural way, in the early years, and you know, often it will take your animal to quite a long life, all being well. But there are things you can't foresee. So, all in all, you do a fantastic job. Helping pets, helping animals, but also helping the people who are living alongside those animals. And I think that's just a lovely metaphor for how our lives should be anyway. It's just, you know, it's just healing the whole system within a little community. Fantastic.
Well, you know, there's an expression that you heal one, you heal the world, because it ripples out. You know, the healing one, doing your part, can help others because it reverberates into the quantum, which I also believe is true. And that's leads to the pure thinking and pure action and the purest form of walking in the light that we can manage. And it, we can't always do that. I understand that. But somebody yesterday told me she, with herself, she uses the expression, clean up your thoughts.
Yeah.
And I like that. It was simple, but it was like, don't go down that rabbit hole. Don't let yourself sink. If you can stop it early on and say, this isn't boding well for me, stop those thoughts. So,
yeah, that's so true. That is so true. And, you know, I do believe that, well, I think I was about 7 or 8, must have been about 7, maybe 8, when I saw a cat ghost at a house that we were living in. So I've always had this understanding that animals were just like us. You know, they leave energetic signatures in the world. And whether you call that a ghost or whatever, a spirit, they don't disappear, just like we don't disappear. And I do remember many years later, a friend of mine's, I think she was about 4 at the time, young daughter, coming to my place after my cats had had to leave us, saying that they were still around. She saw them still around. And so, you know, I find that really, really comforting, actually. Mm-hmm. And I can see that for those people who can communicate, who are open, that their channel is open to that kind of communication, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to communicate with them in spirit, then you usually try to get something evidential. Like if something comes through and you say to the sitter, did your dog have a little red squeaky toy? And they say, oh, that was his favorite. Then he knows the dog is sitting with us in the reading, or that the dog is still here.
Yeah. Yes. And they don't even have to be to have passed on. I remember having a healing session, remote healing session, with a very, very excellent healer. And she was working on me, just, you know, and she would do the body scan, you know, go through the body and tweak things here and there. And then she said, oh, you've got company. Now, she was not anywhere near me. We were on the telephone. And she said, oh, you've got company. I said, oh, yeah, my cat just walked into the room. She said, oh, yeah, poor little thing. He's got a bit of a problem with his bowel. I'll just sort that out for you. And she did. Right. You know, I mean, these things are real. They're possible. I don't know what else to say about that. And I'm glad that somebody like you is really making waves in the world and helping people and their pets. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the book again, tell us again the name of the book, where people can get it, and tell us where people can get in touch with you.
Okay. The book is called Be Like the Wind. It's sold in the UK, Amazon UK, in the US, Amazon, Barnes and Noble. And you can get it in ebook or paperback. I would like to tell your listeners that all of the profits are going directly to my personal nonprofit in the Bahamas, where that little dog came from that I was referring to. Yeah. I started it about 21 years ago, helping a high kill shelter in Freeport. After going there so many times and coming home and being catatonic and I couldn't talk, I saw so much death, sickness. I said, I have to do something. And I just started sending a little money down, and then I got a 501c3. So it's legit. It's called the conefoundation.org is the website, but every penny is going there. And my personal websites, one is www.enlightenedanimals.com. And then I did a breakout, sort of a sub website just for the psychic readings, which I love. I love doing it all, but I love doing those. And I'll add that when you do past life readings for people, sometimes that alone, it makes such a connection for something they're doing in this lifetime that might be unresolved, that that answers some questions for them. They could have had a relationship with a parent in a past life that didn't work out and they're still struggling in this lifetime. Can be a myriad of things. But that website is called psychicjourneys.net. And it describes the parts of the readings. There aren't a ton of testimonials on there because I've got a lot of testimonials on the Enlightened Animals website. So email address is there. People can reach out if they want help.
Well, that's fantastic. What a fantastic mark to make on the world. So, Ellen, it's been a delight speaking with you today. Thank you so much for coming on my show. Keep up the good work. Okay. And I'm glad that all the animals in your care right now are doing well.
Thank you very much. It was a delight.
Ellen Cohn there in New Mexico. Do check out her book. Once again, it's called Be Like the Wind. And Ellen spells her second name, Cohn, K-O-H-N. Now, talking of books, I promise to tell you where you'll find out more about birch trees and how to harvest the sap. Well, it so happens that there's a book that tells you all about the how and when, as well as giving a recipe for birch sap wine. It's all in a book I received as a Christmas present this year. A very welcome Christmas present, I may add. It's called The Herbal Yearbook, and it's from Herbalists Without Borders, Bristol. HWBB is a voluntary organisation that does great work in the Bristol area. People who are passionate about plant medicine, and that includes clinical herbalists, community herbalists, and herb growers, have got together to collaborate with support agencies who help asylum seekers and refugees. So they help them where they might find it challenging to access medical care. As you'd expect from a yearbook, it gives you a month-by-month overview of the main herbs available both in the wild and in your garden, along with descriptions, recipes, equipment you might need, gardening tips, and even a few words on wildlife. They say March is the best month to harvest birch sap, for instance, so now's a good time to get ready if you want to do that. I talked all about the benefits, medicinal benefits of birch earlier, but this book will tell you exactly what you need and how to harvest birch sap sustainably. It tells you how to store it and what to do with it. You can freeze it, for example, or make syrup, just like they do with the maple tree. So once again, that's The Herbal Yearbook from Herbalists Without Borders, Bristol. And I should say that all the profits they make from the book go towards running the project. I think it's a great book, so do check it out. Check out their website and buy the book at bristolhwb.org. You'll find out much more about their work there too. And that just about brings us to the end of this show. Remember, if you want to find out more about my work, you'll find all you need to know at my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk. That's where all the information about how I can help you sits, including details about my energy work. You'll also find all the links to anything that I'm up to in my social media channels, including my channel on YouTube, that's Alternatively Speaking. For now, though, all that remains for me is to say thank you for listening and thank you to my guest. Join me next time for more Practical Alchemy. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.